Welcome to Reboir Lab. I'm your host, Reboir. Here we explore the breakthroughs, the big ideas, and the hidden stories shaping technology and our future. From quantum computing to nanomaterials, from physics to everyday innovation, if it's at the edge of science, you'll hear it here. So grab a coffee, get curious, and let's dive in. Imagine a material so thin, it's only one atom thick. Yet, it's stronger than steel, lighter than aluminum, and conducts electricity faster than copper. That material is graphene. Since it was first isolated about 20 years ago, graphene has been hyped as a wonder material that could revolutionize electronics, computing, and even energy. But here's the twist. Despite all the hype, graphene has had a hard time living up to its potential in real-world devices. A brand new paper in Nature describes a breakthrough that makes graphene the cleanest, highest quality electronic material we've ever seen. Today, I'm going to explain that breakthrough, but first, let's go back to the beginning of graphene's story. Graphene's story starts in 2004 at the University of Manchester. Two physicists, Andrei Geim and Konstantin Novoselov, did something incredibly simple, almost laughably so. They took ordinary graphite, the same stuff in your pencil, and peeled off layers using scotch tape. Through repeated peeling, they eventually isolated a single sheet of carbon atoms, arranged in a honeycomb lattice. This was graphene, the thinnest material ever created. Why was this so revolutionary? Well, physicists had long suspected that truly two-dimensional crystals might not be stable. They thought the atoms would crumple or tear apart, but graphene proved them wrong. It was stable, and it had mind-blowing properties. Geim and Novoselov won the 2010 Nobel Prize in Physics for this discovery. The Nobel Committee called it a groundbreaking experiment that opened the door to a new era of material science. But what makes graphene so exciting? Graphene is strong. It's about 200 times stronger than steel. It's light. It's just one atom thick, almost weightless. It is also transparent, which means it lets light through so you can see through it. And conductivity. Electrons in graphene move at nearly the speed of light in a vacuum. This means graphene can carry current with very little resistance, giving it the highest electron mobility at room temperature of any known material. But there's a catch. In practice, graphene devices are messy. At the microscopic scale, electrons run into rough edges, trapped charges, and impurities. This disorder makes them scatter, like cars stuck in traffic on a highway full of potholes. So, while graphene is theoretically perfect, experimental devices have always been worse than semiconductors like gallium arsenide, which had a 30-year head start of optimization. This brings us to the new work published in Nature in 2025 by Andrei Geim's group and collaborators. Their trick was simple but brilliant. Put graphite gates extremely close, just 1 nanometer away from the graphene layer. This is called proximity screening. The graphite acts like an image charge shield. It smooths out the background potential that usually causes electron puddles and scattering. In plain terms, it turns the bumpy road into a superhighway. The results were astonishing. Charge inhomogeneity reduced by about 100 times, down to just 30 million carriers per square centimeters. Quantum mobility skyrocketed to 10 million square centimeters per volt per second, the highest ever, surpassing semiconductors by an order of magnitude. And transport mobility exceeded 100 million square centimeters per volt per second at low densities, limited only by the physical size of the device. And the quantum signatures were spectacular. Shubnikov-Dehaas oscillations, which is ripples in resistance caused by quantized orbits, appeared at fields as low as 1 millitesla. And the quantum Hall effect, usually seen only in Tesla-scale fields, showed up at just 5 millitesla. That's weaker than the field from a fringe magnet. Physicists measure the electronic quality of materials with something called mobility, how freely electrons can move. In the best semiconductor heterostructures, mobilities reach tens of millions of square centimeters per volt per second. That's what allowed us to discover effects like the fractional quantum Hall effect. Early graphene on silicon wafers had mobilities of only about 10,000 square centimeters per volt per second. Not very good. Later, improvements like suspending graphene or sandwiching it in hexagonal boron nitride pushed it up to about a million square centimeters per volt per second. Good, but still not enough. Disorder, especially charge inhomogeneity, kept messing things up. Think of random puddles of electrons and holes that make the electronic landscape rough. Of course, nothing comes for free. By adding this graphite screening, the researchers also weakened electron-electron interactions. Some exotic states, like the fractional quantum Hall effect, got smaller. The energy gaps shrank by a factor of about 3 to 5. But here's the amazing part. Those fractional states were still visible. That means many-body physics survives, especially on short-length scales under 10 nanometers, so you can still study correlated electron states, but now on an incredibly clean background. So why is this important? For physicists, it's like opening a new door. We can now probe fragile quantum phenomena that were previously hidden by disorder. This could lead to new discoveries in quantum physics, like novel fractional states, helical quantum Hall phases, or correlated states in graphene superlattices. Better devices, like graphene transistors, quantum sensors, or components for quantum computing. And finally, design flexibility. We can now choose to suppress interactions for ultra-clean transport or tune device geometry to strong correlations. In other words, this breakthrough doesn't just polish graphene. It may finally let us use it the way people dreamed about when it was first discovered. Graphene has come a long way since the Scotch tape experiments in 2004. From Nobel Prizes, 2 years of struggling with disorder, to this brand new lib in 2025. Its story keeps evolving. This latest advance shows that graphene is not just hype. It's a material that still has surprises left, and maybe, just maybe, we're getting close to unlocking its true potential. What do you think is the most exciting future application of graphene? Is it quantum computers, ultra-fast electronics, or maybe something we haven't even imagined yet?